you were talking about the importance of being adaptable, and it sure sounds like you've been adaptable in your life. Do you mind elaborating on that?
Yeah, I think that the key to one's adaptability is to basically apply a few principles. You know, most people, I feel, don't know how to study. And including myself, all through high school and first couple years of college, I had no clue on how to study. And it wasn't until I had a friend that was in a graduate program at UOP when I was working on my undergraduate degree, I would watch him just read. He would lay on a couch. We'd go study together, you know, and he would just read one book and he set it down and he'd read another book. And I'm trying to figure out what his modality was in terms of how he studied compared to what I did. You know, and typically what a student does is they go to class, they take notes, they read the assignments, they take tests on what was assigned, and they really don't get a full picture of what is really going on. And what I learned from this friend of mine, Mike, was that reading the textbook that's assigned is a fairly narrow bandwidth of what is being presented as the subject matter of the day. And so you really need to read more than one author and one source to get a better idea of what you're really talking about, you know, whatever the subject is. Every person that writes a book takes a different angle at how they, by seeing and reading different sources and listening to your professor or your instructor and reading the assigned text, you get a much broader idea of what's going on. And one thing leads to another, and you start to get an idea of the bigger picture of things and how all the little pieces fit in.